No one wants to be identified with Judas. Over the centuries, he's been portrayed as a devil, a wicked merchant, a desperate suicide, a blasphemous Jew, a political hothead. It seems that there is no real Judas. Every age has remade him in its own image, to create someone they can understand. If I could make my own Judas, he would be St. Matthew's version, but without the medieval bias. A Judas who did betray Christ, but rapidly regretted it and tried his best to make amends. Who committed suicide because he couldn't forgive himself. Throughout Christian history, there have always been one or two brave voices prepared to advocate divine forgiveness for Judas, but they have generally been stifled, as we saw with St. Vincent Ferrer. One such was the Victorian poet Robert Buchanan in his Ballad of Judas Iscariot. Buchanan imagines Judas's soul, after his suicide, being condemned to wander the world, carrying his sinful body on his back, looking for a place to lay it to rest. Finally, he arrives at a celestial banqueting hall, where he once more encounters Christ, the bridegroom.
'Twas the bridegroom sat at the table head, and the lights burnt bright and clear. "Oh, who is that?" the bridegroom said, "whose weary feet I hear." 'Twas the soul of Judas Iscariot, stood black and sad and bare. "I have wandered many nights and days. There is no light elsewhere." The bridegroom stood in the open door, and he waved hands, still and slow. And the third time that he waved his hands, the air was thick with snow. And of every flake of falling snow, before it touched the ground, there came a dove, and a thousand doves made sweet sound. 'Twas the body of Judas Iscariot floated away full fleet, and the wings of the doves that bear it off were like its winding sheet. 'Twas the bridegroom stood at the open door and beckoned, smiling sweet. 'Twas the soul of Judas Iscariot stole in and fell at his feet. The holy supper is spread within, and the many candles shine, and I have waited long for thee before I poured the wine. The supper wine is poured at last, the lights burn bright and fair. Iscariot washes the bridegroom's feet and dries them with his hair.'